Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's not only CNN pushing taking our guns or Felipe Calderon of Mexico. Rupert Murdoch, he has tweeted in support for taking our guns. Now we know why Fox will never defend our Second Amendment. There you go. Rupert Murdoch, we had to do something about gun control. Police licenses okay for hunting rifle and pistol for anyone without criminal or psych record. No more. There you go. They already have all that. So there's Rupert Murdoch wants our guns. Thank you, Rupert Murdoch. And the Huffington Post is very proud of you. George Soros is very, very proud of you right now. During the last break, guess who ran in here breathing heavy? Aaron Dykes has just discovered the guy that put out the Democratic memo about how great a new Oklahoma would be, talking about how great mass shootings are to get our guns. He was breathing heavily. He's going to have that on the nightly news tonight. He's going to be hosting it, but I'm going to do a special report. I get so excited the first few hours I can hardly even talk sometimes. I'm going to try to condense like a laser beam, shoot a special report tonight that will be on the news with Aaron, just going over all these points. Wow, this makes my head spin right now, but Aaron just found some bombshell info. He'll get it to Watson. He's got an article coming out very, very soon. Right now, let's go to L. Ray in Texas. L. Ray, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. I just called to ask if you'd ever heard of the Project on National Security Reform.
Yes, I have. Isn't that a Council on Foreign Relations thing?
Yes, sir. I never heard it mentioned before, and I wanted you to know it's CIA, CFR, RAND Corporation, Bank of America, IBM.
No. Basically, it's everything they've already done. The next phase, total police state, checkpoints everywhere, everything you do being surveilled, no jobs except being in prison, running a prison, or working for a defense contractor, forced inoculations, hell on earth, weather modification, just a nightmare system.
Pretty much. I just wanted to know if you had heard of it, and they're working with state and local governments and law firms and American Bar Association, and that was... All ones
no, it's
now,
the total takeover of every facet of life. The threat fusion centers everything. Yes, we've actually covered that before, but I'm glad you raised it.
Awesome. I'd only seen it in the Washington Post. And then I just had one other thing I wanted to ask about, and that's the Economic Club of New York.
Yes, I've heard of that. That's another elitist kind of a private CFR meets Federal Reserve organizing house.
Yeah, on the site, they proudly thank Rockefeller Centennial Society for running the program. And the last thing that kind of ties it all together, I actually work at an elementary school, and I see a lot there, but is the, quote, whole of government approach that they're pushing. And I just wanted to mention that. And the Project on National Security Reform's website, PNSR.org. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you. All I know is we need guns because of crazy people like the Bozo killer, who is more like the Bozo Patsy. And as days go by, just it's all coming together. Aaron just ran in here. You know that guy who wrote the memo to the Democrat fundraisers talking about it, you know, staged events or Oklahoma City helping us? I found his quotes on things, how they're going to get our guns with mass shootings and how that'll help Obama reconnect with the public. I mean, I'm glad he was, because that's how you're supposed to act when you find stuff like that, is because that's what I do around here is, I'm glad that people are concerned about stuff like this. You're supposed to get upset about it because it's all there. They all think you're idiots. The only reason they get away with all this is because the average person is unconscious and just wants to go home and watch television. Folks, that ain't living. That is not living, okay? We are analyzing these psych warfare social engineers, and we're on their tail. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Play some clips of people talking about multiple shooters, smoke bombs or tear gas coming from different sides, someone else letting the shooter in. Now we've seen who the media is saying is the shooter with Bozo the clown hair. Everybody said that was men with black masks on who looked like police officers. That's what the eyewitnesses all over local news said. But now he comes into court today not knowing who he is, with all these facial tics, eyes wide open, clearly bombed out of his brain. And I hope someday they don't commit a mass shooting and then just roll me out and I suddenly can't talk and nobody asked, is he drugged? Nobody asked, hey, maybe somebody else did it. Maybe he's mentally ill. I mean, I could go commit a crime, get a homeless person who's mentally ill in the car with me. They're all over Austin, where I live, thrown out of mental institutions. And then put a bunch of weapons in the car, commit a crime, and then let the homeless person take the blame. And that's what Operation Northwoods, right here in my hot little hand from the National Security Archive. This is at the Library of Congress. You can just look up PDF of National Security Archive. And it talks about how to commit mass shootings and then how to even frame patsies. And who do they recommend in the Gladio documents? This just talks about framing patsies. Mentally ill people. People with criminal records you just frame. And now we got a guy who can't talk. The police said he was flopping around the last 2 days, screaming and spitting at everyone, screaming, "I'm the Joker, I'm the Joker." Now he can't talk and is smiling and laughing and then obviously snapping in and out of things. And, of course, he's on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, which can make you do this on your own. Just like Sergeant Bales, who went over there and killed 19 people in Afghanistan. And they're going to try to put him on trial. He's not mentally ill. He's going to go to the electric chair, I guess. Now, here's the deal. We are collating all these clips right now. The admissions, even Glenn Beck covering it a year and a half ago. That top White House advisors in memos and in restricted memos only to top donors, like when Obama's privately with a bunch of donors that give him $1 million or whatever, billionaires and people, he says, "Yeah, don't worry, we're going to get these better clingers that cling to their Bibles and guns. We're going to get them." Well, to their people, and Paul Watson's doing an article on this right now because it hit me this morning, they said a new Oklahoma City, a new 9/11 or some big event will let Obama reconnect with the public and be seen as a hero. By the way, you watch. The polls aren't up yet, but he went to Colorado yesterday and today. I'm guaranteeing you'll see tomorrow. They'll be out by tomorrow, maybe even tonight. I predict 10.5 bounce in an index of polls. Some will be higher. I predict a 10-point bounce for Obama. Watch. Now, in his office, Aaron Dykes is in there. He's found clips of the Democratic operatives bragging on Chris Matthews after the Gifford shooting that this is going to help Obama reconnect and this is going to help shut up the birthers. Now, remember, you got Robert Shapiro on the Financial Times of London saying, "We need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11. If he doesn't get that, he's not going to win." They come one inch from saying they'll stage one. They just say, "Man, this would sure be nice." That's why last night I thought, and this morning it really hit me even stronger, we had to get the makers of A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, on the show, because this is the only modern film exposing the false flag. And just like Fast and Furious, they've admitted Fast and Furious was done to blame the Second Amendment. CBS, ABC, I've read those headlines there on air. You can look it up. But other than that, this is the most proven false flag where we've got the cops, the eyewitnesses, the people that worked in the building. I mean, we know who did it. We know how they did it. The film is so important. And guess what? It's the very same crew now running Obama. So that's why I'm saying we've got to look at this from the perspective of who's the number one suspect. If somebody who looks like they're 65 years old with a long gray beard and blue eyes robs a bank, the police know to see, are there any bank robbers paroled that fit this description? Because they normally have priors. And they go, "You bet. John Doe got released 2 months ago. This is him, his M.O. He looks just like it." They try to go find where he is. They discover where he's at. They get a search warrant. They bust in. They find the money right there. You go after people who do this over and over again. And let me tell you who does it over and over again. I covered this for 2 hours on the Sunday radio show. These people do. Okay? And not just our government. Other governments do this over and over again. Operation Gladio included not just blowing up bus stations and school buses and train stations. This has been declassified by the Italian government and others. They would shoot up movie theaters and blame it on their political enemy and even grab a communist or somebody they didn't like, and drug them up, put them on trial, put them in prison, or kill them. So, again, I've seen this over and over again. I thought I'd get two gentlemen on because, specifically, they've been warning on my show and their own radio show and everywhere, look for this. And I remember, and so this is homework for them because I know they're busy, but I'm even more busy. They've been on probably 6-7 times the last 6 months since their film came out. Well, where we said, get the film, they're going to stage new terror attacks to get the UN treaty passed, the rest of it, to put TSA on the streets. And we all talked about what type of attack. And we all said, highways, police stations, federal centers that have daycare centers because they like to kill kids. That gets more effect. Movie theaters, shopping malls. Now, I'm so busy, I don't have time to go back to 6, 7, 8 interviews and find all the places we said that, but we did. So that's powerful to get people's attention. We're not just saying this now. We said this before. Now, I'm going to go to Chris Emery and Holland van der Neuenhoff. They join us. Van der Neuenhoff is a native of Oklahoma, formerly served U.S. Marine Corps as a rifle squad leader. His broadcasting career started in 07 as co-host of Radio Free Oklahoma, and later as co-host of the Free Mind Report, heard on a bunch of stations. Holland is also a writer and producer of A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95, and the first full-length documentary examining the Oklahoma City bombing in the light of the new and suppressed evidence that proves the official story is a myth. Available at InfoWarsShop.com, I should add. I said, get the film out. It'll save lives. It may stop them from staging new attacks, or it'll have people informed who will be watching when it happens, like our witnesses that were on the flight that saw the government get Mutalib on the plane, the underwear bomber. Chris Emery is producer of Noble Lie as well, and has been working for decades to expose the globalist. And they join us right now. It's the winner of a bunch of film festivals, and the Vegas Indie finalist, winner of Bare Bones Festival, also official selection San Antonio Film Festival, and a bunch of others. They join us right now. Out of the gates, I want to go to Holland first. Holland, I haven't even asked your opinion. I had Chris call you 8 o'clock last night, got you set up for the show. I don't know your view on this. I haven't heard what you've said about it. So I want to hear fresh. Give me your take on what you think's going on here.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having us on again. And when this event happened, this horrible event, I reserved judgment. I don't like to leap to judgment, but I must report that all indications that are at the very least that many things are very fishy about this incident, and I do think that most likely it was a false flag attack. The timing could not be better for those trying to push a gun control agenda. They're trying to sign a major gun control treaty next week. There are so many correlations between this attack and the Tucson shooting of last year, the Jared Lee Loeffner case, and I have been actually looking into that case a lot lately, some of the work of Stephanie Sledge at the GovernmentRag.com. She's done some excellent work, and I do think that this probably is a false flag attack.
Well, I mean, I even forgot that. We've got to get Wayne Madsen on immediately. Wayne Madsen told me first about stuff that later came out. And, of course, he's former of the National Security Agency. He talked to a high-level federal informant that said that Rolls and Giffords, who were both pro-gun, were working on exposing Fast and Furious, and that definitely the shooter there was programmed, Jared Loeffner.
Oh, yes. Loeffner bore all the hallmarks of an MKUltra patsy, and that's what we're looking at these days, is this evolution of the methodology for executing these crimes and getting patsies involved in mind control, the use of psychotropic drugs, erasing memories, inducing psychotic behavior, especially with the case of this latest suspect named Holmes. Apparently, there is no creepy backstory to this guy. Unlike Loeffner, there were a lot of people who came out to say that he was a really creepy, scary guy. It turns out later that a lot of those sound bites were probably faked anyway. But with this kid, there seems to be no creepy backstory. Just out of the blue, he flips out and decides to become the Joker and kill at least a dozen people. And also, he was serving under a National Institute of Health grant, and a neuroscience division of the university, and the NIH has been long implicated firsthand.
Oh yeah, they use these programs under
experiments.
They use these under Ewing Cameron to actually kidnap test subjects and use them for mind control. I mean, he's right in the middle of a Department of Defense funded program in mind control sciences.
Yeah, so we're already seeing, like you've reported, the divergent eyewitness accounts. Now, when I look at the primary purpose of A Noble Lie, and the real reason we wanted to get it out, was not just to expose the Oklahoma City bombing. Obviously, that was the primary reason, but the deeper reason was that if an attack like this happened again, a false flag attack, people who had seen the movie seeing the evidence, seeing what this government is capable of doing, what it has done in the past, and what it is talking about doing in the future. If an attack like that happens again, be able to recognize...
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard.
All right, I want to get Chris ooh, Emery in here, but Holland, continue with the points you're making after the last 6-7 years. I know Chris Emery even more immersed in studying false flags and how they work. You know, it's hard for people that don't spend all their time studying this, like I've been doing for 17 years, to just hear us say, oh, yeah, it's got the earmarks. Folks, when we say it's got the earmarks, I mean, it's got the earmarks. I wish this guy was a lone nut. But now he's clearly drugged out of his mind on television, and they're just going to tell us open and shut case. We'd be crazy to believe a government that's been caught running so many other false flags.
Exactly. I mean, this is not the world I want to live in. I'd much rather be doing other things with my time, but I'm not going to deny reality. And the fact is that this government has time and time again, as many governments around the world, engaged in the false flag methodology that has cost innocent lives in order to enact a political agenda. This is a basic 101 politics, geopolitics 101. We've seen it time and time again. You referenced Operation Northwoods earlier. Well, they actually talked about shooting American citizens in on the streets of America to provoke a war with Cuba. That was from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That was approved by the Secretary of Defense. That was approved by the political structure of the day up until JFK shot it down. So it's not unheard of at all, and they've done it before. Operation Gladio, you were referencing. The Italian Senate actually indicted the CIA for its role in the Bologna bomb, bus station bombing that cost 89 lives. Those were innocent people in order to enact a strategy of tension to keep people scared, keep them on edge, and make them vote for the politically convenient party, convenient to the interest
and
of the
And now
CIA
we have
defendant.
Three memos.
And in this case, and like I said before, is that we made a noble lie so we could wake people up to the fact of what this government was capable of and what they would do in the future. And we referenced a Clinton cabinet official, Robert Shapiro, who was in the government during the Oklahoma City bombing. Who later opined in an editorial that Obama needed another Oklahoma City or 9/11. Now, this guy just wasn't an observer, perhaps making a callous remark. He was in the government when the bombing happened. He saw exactly how they benefited, and he was saying the Obama administration needed another mass murder to justify election and a political agenda.
And he actually said that quote. And that's what's frustrating. We then have all these other fundraising memos where they said, don't worry. Don't worry. A new Oklahoma City or 9/11, and they're going to get the blame. I mean, that right there, they are so arrogant. And then this magically happens right as they, in the last 6 months, have been delivering the TSA kits for checkpoints all over the highway. We've talked to high-level Department of Transportation whistleblowers that say they're getting ready in the next few months to roll this out, and then right on time this starts. If we start seeing more of these, then we know it's a setup.
And Fast and Furious, one of the, I guess you could say, good benefits of Fast and Furious was that it was unlikely that Obama was going to be able to get gun control legislation passed because of the blowback from Fast and Furious. It was simply ridiculous that the federal government is asking for restrictions on our gun use when the biggest gun runner in the past decade is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms under Operation Gunwalker, Fast and Furious.
And they did it to blame the Second Amendment.
Now that's all blown out of the water.
And they did it to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News broke that almost a year ago. Let's go to Chris Emery. And we're about to go to break. But Chris, what's your first look on this, having 3 or 4 days to look at it?
First of all, I want to extend my condolences to the victims, family members, and survivors. That's one thing that we did immediately when we studied the Oklahoma City case. The people that lost their lives, a very sacred loss. Second thing is, I'm going to suggest to every single one of these family members, hire an attorney, get a completely independent view of what's going on here, because I could guarantee you that you're being lied to. I say that as a filmmaker that looks at the facts. Holland can back me up on this. There were so many cases we reviewed, and this is consistent, and you did an excellent job on Friday and over the weekend reviewing all of these cases that are similar. You cannot believe the federal government anymore. Simple as that. The top dogs that are taking control of this case are going to lie. Flat out, bald-faced lie to the family members and have no compunction about doing it. So they have to hire independent forensic experts and independent counsel to make sure that they get the truth on what happened to their loved ones. That's the bottom line. And it's frustrating because we see this happen time and time again, and we've got to get the truth out on this.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it would be a lot less scary to think he was just a lone Ronald McDonald killer. I forget calling him the Joker, but they're already saying he's the guy and he can't even talk. He's obviously bombed out of his brain. We knew. We'll talk about Jolly and West and mind control when we get back. That's my first question, but I want you to be able to finish, Chris Emery, with all the points I know you've got there you want to go over. Because, again, these are guys who have investigated in depth with the primary survivors and witnesses the false flag that was Oklahoma City. And I'm telling you, the prime suspects of this new event are the people that did this, okay? That's why these guys
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Don't let them mold your mind. They wanna control mankind. Seems like your only intention is to exploit the earth. Hey. And you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it came out in the congressional hearings in 94, 95 that Waco had been an ATF stunt because of Ruby Ridge. They looked bad. Congress was looking at just getting rid of them entirely. So there's film of them in the documentaries about it, like Waco Rules of Engagement, loading up their video cameras going, these are really great kooks. We're going to get some great footage of this to launch their new war against domestic extremists. So they found a group they thought they could demonize. They could have arrested Koresh in town. He went into town every day. They owned an auto repair shop down the street. Instead, they went in there and started a fight with him and then burned the place down. So that blew up in their face. FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers in the first World Trade Center attack. Look that up. I mean, this is not our opinion. The Levon affair being staged by Israel. That was, the plan was to shoot up and blow up movie theaters and places where Westerners were at and bomb their churches and things.
There have been a lot of other events. I went over them yesterday. The point is that when you study this, how did the CIA and MI6 overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953 in Iran? Look up Operation Ajax. It's at CIA.gov. They don't even hide this. It's declassified. They committed mass shootings of mosques and of crowds of people who didn't like the more secular Mossadegh, who wanted to develop Iran. But he wanted to keep part of the oil money for his people. He was the man of the year, Time Magazine, really nice guy, you know, compared to a lot of some of the extremists over there. And who did they say they were going to put in power? The Muslim Brotherhood. They staged attacks claiming Mossadegh had done it against the Muslim Brotherhood type extremists. They were really Shiites. So I guess Muslim Brotherhood's kind of a mixture. The point is, and then they double-crossed them and put the Shah in. And again, mass shootings are one of their favorites to then blame it on who they want. And you've got all these White House memos. In fact, we're going to have them on the nightly news tonight, and then we'll air part of these reports tomorrow. A lot of work goes into all of this. Paul Watson's got a new article coming out very, very soon. The ATF's in trouble putting out videos to their own people saying, watch out, don't report on our crimes. All of this is happening right now. The UN treaty is just a couple weeks away. They can sign it as early next week. And then magically this happens. Are there real mass shootings? Yes. Are there real crazies? Yes. But when you see something like this, notice it happened close to Columbine and Littleton. Total shadow government command base. Department of Defense funded programs going on. I've been in these neuroscience departments. You can't go in half the facility. Even though I might have accidentally got into one once. The point is that it's all about mind control. Because that's what control is all about. Mind war is what they call it. Chris Emery, finishing up your points, continuing here.
I'm going to do a wide shot of this. Just one of your shirts, Alex, says defend freedom. And that's you defend your freedom by finding out the truth, whether it be your loved ones or your neighbors or people that are horrifically murdered in the case of this last week. We base our research on the facts, and I urge every one of the victims' family members and survivors and their close friends that have the wherewithal, that have the resources to find out what happened last week. You deserve the truth, and you're not going to get it from the controllers from the federal government. I wish I could say differently, but we've gone over literally dozens of cases, big and small, and it's consistent. They will lie to you and have no compunction about doing it. We just got the issue Rolling Stone magazine out of my P.O. box this weekend. The Making of Dark Knight, two-page article on here, and it's called Nolan's Reboot. It's basically a review from director Christopher Nolan. Let me read this real quick, just a few sentences. Anyone who's tried telling stories after 9/11 noticed that the real world becomes horrifically fictional, so all of our fictions seem to aspire toward realism. In Nolan's films, Batman is a soldier, and it echoes the whole war on terror. They're the best expression of Batman that's been done so far. This is a line between reality and fiction, and it's becoming crystal clear that who's controlling and who's blurring that line.
That's right. They're blurring it on purpose. I've talked to high-level producers, Chris Carter of X-Files. I've talked to his top people. The CIA came to them and said, do an episode where a hijacked jet gets flown into the World Trade Center and the government's really behind it, as a way to attack Afghanistan, and they use a drill to make everybody stand down. What do you guys continue along that line of why they're trying to blur reality with fiction, but then also what do you make of the drill at the university being run, of a local movie theater being attacked by a guy who uses smoke bombs as a distraction?
Well, the whole Batman mythos is about legitimizing covert state operations. It's all about the forces of law and order that are unable to cope with this evil, and they must call upon this man in black to skirt the law and do things that aren't really approved of, but really society needs someone to be behind the scenes doing these covert operations.
He has to use the NSA to spy on everyone.
A product maybe of the Cold War. I need to do my homework on the origins of the Batman comics, but that's certainly what the mythos is being used for today. And we see like the telltale signs, the concurrent drills. One of the signs that the that something is fishy is if there's a concurrent intelligence, military, or police operation or drill that simulates the real thing. And now we have a drill being run out of a medical department simulating a mass shooting in Colorado in a theater with bombs being thrown also, almost to a T. And this was the only medical department in the country that was running this kind of drill, and it was just down the road from the theater from where it took place.
And again, Webster Tarpley's written Synthetic Terror, a 300-and-something-page book, 400-page book, breaking this down. It's done so that other agencies, if they discover it, you just say it's part of the drill. It's also used to confuse NSA chatter.
Yes, the concurrent operations have several different functions. One, to move assets in place, to cover their butts as they move assets in place. It's under the cover of this drill. And then afterwards, it also is part of the cover-up, because the people involved in executing what they thought was a drill only afterwards may or may not realize that it was actually part of the real thing. And now they're either complicit or they're kept in the dark about their true role. It also aids the cover-up, as in the case of Oklahoma City. After the bombing, a lot of the cops on the scene were being told by their superiors that the bombing was the result of a sting operation that went bad. Of course, this is not part of the official story, but this is what the cops were being told. This was a cover story. The sting operation was to move the assets in place, move the truck in place, get the explosives inside the building. And then afterwards, as part of the cover-up, well, now you're going to interfere with justice if you blow the whistle on the sting operation. So it has a lot of different components, and it worked. And that's what they use. They use what works. You see the same methodology over and over again.
No, that's right. It's totally pathological.
Because it's effective.
Now let's expand. We also have the FBI flyer that was put out about theaters being attacked. This was put out in June, that theaters were going to be attacked by Al-Qaeda there in the Colorado area, that there'd be mass shootings in them. They pulled the flyer once this shooting happened. They don't normally do that. Why don't they want to sing that flyer?
Well, if this was legit, Alex, they would actually be waving the flyer around and taking credit for warning the American people about this threat. The fact that they pulled that flyer, which I just learned from you, means that they have something to hide. And they don't want us knowing that they were warning that they actually had this plan underway. Perhaps they were picking up chatter and then it was covered up. I don't know. But the fact that they pulled that flyer means that there was something to hide, definitely.
Now, I know we have a lot of new listeners tuning in every millisecond on AM and FMs across the country. Explain to people why you do a false flag. I mean, they never do these unless there's a key piece of legislation like omnibus crime bill they couldn't pass, or assault weapons ban they can't pass, or a UN treaty where they're like two votes short in the Senate. And now there's all this pressure. Explain the motive for false flags, and then I want to get into mind control.
Exactly. Well, the unfortunate consequence of people waking up to the truth is that when people start to resist an agenda and they can't get it passed by conventional political means, they will get desperate and they will shed blood. They have done this time and time again. They did it in Oklahoma City. The timing of the Oklahoma City bombing was 2 years after Waco. Waco, like you said, happened exactly because of Ruby Ridge. The criticism the ATF and federal law enforcement was facing over their unconstitutional abuses and infringement on individual rights and the atrocities they were committing, that was all washed away with Oklahoma City, which happened 2 years the day after Waco. And then we look at this attack, which happens a week before a controversial gun ban treaty is going to be voted upon, at the same time that Fast and Furious has really taken the wind out of the sails of the gun control agenda. They needed something to push it over the top. Fast and Furious had really been, it really blown up in their face. There was a lot of blowback. And the unfortunate consequences of us waking up, of people waking up and fighting back, is that they get desperate and they pull these aces out of their sleeves and they shed blood.
They want to be able to pose as heroes and have the moral authority, and they're the mommy and the daddy, we're the bad children. But don't worry, they're going to keep us safe now with more highway checkpoints and pat-downs at movie theaters and shopping malls. All of this is coming. And ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have pat-downs for evil. There is always going to be evil out there. The answer is guns. I want to show people a brief clip that they're watching on TV. If not, just go to InfoWars.com. And there's an article there from Natural News by our own Mike Adams. And he shows, of course, that video from earlier last week of the old man in the internet cafe. And they don't want people thinking like this and understanding that the answer to people coming at you with guns is that you have a gun. And here he is when two thugs come in with their mask on. He comes in and is able to stop them. Let's go ahead and roll that video. And then we can, after that, we can also direct people. A patron at Palms Internet Cafe shot two robbers. July 13th, the suspects survived and were arrested. And they come in, one with a baseball bat, one with a handgun. They come in to rob everybody. Everybody's got to watch this video and get it out to everybody they know. And then a senior citizen in the back. Bam! Shoots him and chases him out of the building. And again, it's already scrolled off the top news stories on InfoWars. So I'm going to have it reposted up there so everybody can see it. It's also at our Twitter. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Says the media doesn't want you to know how the massacre could have been stopped. The link to the video is right there. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Go there, get it out to everybody you know with the article. So again, getting back into mind control, what about McVeigh and mind control? They think we're so stupid. His doctor was Jolly and West. Tell us about that, Chris Emery.
He's what we consider the Prince of Darkness, one of the worst mind control, as far as most competent, but one of the worst on a civil level. I believe he had Sirhan Sirhan, Patty Hearst, and Jack Ruby as clients.
Exactly. After when Lee Harvey Oswald was shot a couple of days after being blamed for the assassination of JFK, they had to come up with a new way of neutralizing these patsies without making it obvious that they were shooting a witness. Sirhan Sirhan was demonstrably a mind control victim. I mean, his own psychiatrist testified to this. Several psychiatrists testified to the fact that this man is controlled by other parties, and his doctor was Dr. Jolyon West, who actually got his start at the University of Oklahoma and had to leave after killing an elephant with LSD under MKUltra funding. He later went to UCLA. He worked on the Sirhan Sirhan case, the Patty Hearst case. And we know now that the SLA, the Symbionese Liberation Army, which kidnapped Patty Hearst and brainwashed her, started out of the Vacaville Medical Facility, a mind-control MKUltra medical experiment. That is proven. And so Dr. Jolyon West worked on that. He later consulted and worked on the Jonestown case, where 900 people were killed under questionable circumstances. Jim Jones had a lot of CIA ties. They found tons of psychotropic drugs on the premises there that were being used to control these people. The whole embassy there in Guyana was a CIA substation. There was no diplomatic personnel at all. So it was obvious that there was some kind of CIA operation going on with that. Dr. Jolyon West worked on that. He later worked on Waco with the FBI, advising them on how to treat the Davidians. We saw how that turned out. Then after the catastrophic fire, Dr. Jolyon West is the go-to man for the media, explaining to the American people why the Davidians decided to kill themselves, which, of course, was a lie. They were murdered by the FBI. After the bombing, immediately after the bombing, even before he was brought on to be the doctor for Tim McVeigh, Dr. Jolyon West was flown here from California and actually mentioned by name by Vice President Al Gore in a speech as soon as he got to Oklahoma City as coming here to treat the victims. But that's not all Jolly West did here. He was actually helping. He was actually treating the first responders and fixing inconvenient memories. We know this for a fact. We have talked to first responders who were brought to federal mental health facilities and told to change their minds about the bombs they had seen inside the building, that they had actually come
from. That happened a bunch on 9/11.
Dr. Jolly West was working on that.
That happened in 9/11 at the Pentagon. They would take people and say, you need to go to the hospital because of what you saw. And then they would black out. Well, they've got, again, devil's breath, halcyon, all of these. But again, he's in congressional testimony as the second most famous mind control doctor in world history, and then he's McVeigh's doctor, and nobody in the media points this out. And now the new Joker guy, Holmes, is obviously bombed out of his brain right now, and no one's going to talk about that.
Exactly. And after McVeigh was incarcerated, Dr. Jolyon West actually had his protege, Dr. John Smith, be Tim McVeigh's direct psychologist from day to day. And Dr. John Smith, who was Tim McVeigh's psychologist or psychiatrist, later turned out a couple years later to be chief of psychiatry at Guantanamo Bay, which we know and has been proven is a mind control laboratory.
Oh, let's stop. And even mainstream.
The past couple of weeks that they're shipping drugs to Guantanamo Bay to treat these prisoners, and they are known mind control psychotropic agents.
Oh, I was about
so
to stop
see
you.
See the MK angle because it is successful and it works. And you give these elite power controllers anything, and they definitely go with what works and what's effective.
Yeah, we've got to go to break here. I don't want to come back and give most of the final segment to Chris Emery, but it's actually been in mainstream news that they have a CIA mind control base, psychiatric base within X-ray, where they're, quote, testing drugs on controlling people, and then they release them out of there. The suicide bomber last week in Europe was an alumni of that program. I mean, how obvious does this have to get? Unbelievable. We're going to be covering it all in the nightly news tonight. Boy, I tell you, my head is spinning right now. Chris Emery, stay there. We're going to come right back to you.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Thank you.
nightly news tonight that Aaron's doing, really trying to condense all this new evidence together of this being a false flag. Here's why it's bad. I wish the evidence didn't point towards a staged event, but it's a crew that's done it with Oklahoma City and Fast and Furious. It fits their MO. It's in an area where they do it. The suspect fits all the earmarks, and I mean chillingly so. Drooling up there and giggling and snickering out of his mind, drugged up on, Lucky Charms or whatever. And then you've got the fact that they want our guns and are going for them and the UN treaty. And the fact that it's going to boost Obama's approval ratings. Just watch. I pray that he's a lone nutcase. But the open and shut way they're doing it, the way they're never giving any details, the way they're acting real suspicious, all of this really stinks to high heaven. Chris Emery, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left in this interview. But I'm going to have you guys back later this week to talk more about it. It's so important because you've been so close to this. But your final comments in this hour, Chris. Hold on. We don't have you faded up yet. Start over. Start over.
I look at it from the filmmaker's point of view. Just you have to really sweep away all of the emotion and the melodrama and so forth. And I know to some people that might sound cold, but you have to look at the facts for what they are. And immediately you get the heat of the moment information, who the witnesses were, how many perps were involved. Obviously, we've got witnesses saying there were more than one person, ordnance coming from different sides of the theater. You've got to collect the facts as soon as you can. Then you hire that independent set of investigators to look at it. And here we've got the memorial in Oklahoma City. They're putting the flags at half staff. Well, on a respect basis, that's fine, but they're taking this melodrama, taking it to the next step and saying, hey, you know, and the cruel irony is that we had a government operatives do this in Oklahoma City, and it looks, like you said, all the earmarks, a government operative doing this in Colorado, and they're throwing it right back in our face, and that's absolutely disgusting. It's unacceptable, and we've got to take a stand. We're not idiots, and let's not give the government a reason to believe that we are.
Look, if you've got a group caught doing something over and over again, we would be idiots, as you say, if we didn't look at them as the number one suspects. Comments on that, Holland?
Yes, I mean, the number one suspect, look at who benefits. It certainly isn't the American people. The only beneficiary of this attack is the federal government and those who are pushing for gun control. The timing is uncanny. It cannot be denied that this benefits the government. And whenever people are attacked or they're scared, there's a psychological reaction. They cling to authority and they lash out at outsiders. And in this case, I do believe you're right, Alex, that Obama's poll numbers are going to rise. And the fact the designated outsider in this case is guns. We're already seeing the articles. I've already seen 3 or 4, and I haven't really been looking. I've just been floating around the internet, and they're popping up of articles now pushing for gun control because of this shooting. And frankly, I hate to say it, but I've been not waiting, but dreading when something like this would happen. And we see the convergence of events.
Oh, yeah,
serious. The gun ban treaty, it cannot be denied.
Well, yeah, we've got all these people all over the news. Even Rupert Murdoch is saying time to restrict the guns. That's up at Infowars.com. He said that on his Twitter. But look, Chertoff wants pre-crime spies everywhere. This is an article at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. And he says, have see something, say something, spies everywhere. Well, that's the new rollout. TSA already has the PSAs made, showing them in the malls and on the highways, and now they're rolling out. It's the rollout, just like the underwear bomber happened 1 week before the machines were set to go in. They claim they ordered them that week. They ordered them a year before. It took that long to build them. And it turned out the government got that guy on the plane. And of course, a month and a half after we broke it, it's like, oh, come on, Alex. Some stuff happens on its own. Turned out that was staged. Great job, gentlemen. We'll cover it all tonight on the Nightly News. A lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.